This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Excuse me.
He was everywhere, wasn't he?
Look, he had a great career with a lot of different teams. Won a title with the Mavericks.
Can't claim him.
He's retired, but that jersey's retired
well,
in my building.
Who the hell else are the Nets retiring?
Drazen Petrovic, it's Super John, Julius Irving, Vince. Don't start with me. Don't crap on my team's history. Our history is history,
Julius Irving.
If it's not as good as everyone else's.
Julius Irving actually wear a Nets jersey?
He won two ABA championships with the Nets.
Oh, ABA, that's right, I forgot.
Well, that counts.
Well, sure.
Well, you're really pissing me off today, T.
Evan.
That's very disrespectful.
I just think it's a stupid conversation to have this discussion and get emotional about a number.
I think it's more messy not retiring numbers and then having some really awesome players and some act. I can't believe they wore those numbers being synonymous than just I would be cool if awesome top 10 drafted players wore number 56. And if some of them bust, you live with it and you move on to the next guy. You hope he's great.
Here is why Jalen Brunson is king. Earlier today, Jalen Brunson was meeting the media, and they don't know what to ask him anymore because he's
really?
King. And with a king, it's like, hey, Jalen, you kick ass in the fourth quarter. What's up with that? He's like, yeah, I'm awesome. What's up? You're not going to relitigate his free agency. Like, it's over. Jalen Brunson is a great, great player. So the media's bored. They got nothing to ask the king. And I swear to God, this happened today. Jalen Brunson was asked, why 11? Now, great question. That is one of the most popular jerseys in our city right now. Number 11 New York Knicks jersey.
It's true.
I present to you, this is Jalen Brunson being asked about why number 11. I want you to take a listen and understand this is part of why he's king.
One of my favorite players of all time is Steve Nash. I wore 13 in Dallas. I was very honored he let me do that. So I wanted to wear 13 here. I think Evan was 13 when I first got here. And disrespecting the vet. I didn't even want to ask. Didn't want to say anything. So I chose 11. And so I would have chose one from college, but Obi was wearing it. But I want to like earn things. I didn't want to do anything to kind of like show status or anything like that. So 11 came about, and I've been rocking it ever since. And I'm glad I chose that number.
Not sure what that proves.
Here's what it proves. Proves a couple of things. Number one.
So he wore Steve Nash's number.
Steve Nash's number is not retired in Dallas. Let's just get that out of the way.
But it's Steve Nash.
It's not a number that's retired.
Doesn't matter. He wore a legend's number.
It is not retired. There's a huge difference.
Okay. But then why do you get on me whenever some defensive player wears 21?
Because your number should be retired. I'm not getting on you. I'm getting on the Giants.
But it's not retired.
Well, they screwed up.
Okay, whatever.
You were better as a Giant than Steve Nash was as a Maverick. By the way, whoever thought that conversation would occur?
Right.
But it's true. You were a better Giant than Nash was a Maverick.
So Steve Nash is a son. Steve Nash.
Yeah.
And that's why he wore 13.
Right. He comes to the Knicks. Someone, not even a Hall of Famer, Evan Fournier is wearing 13. He says, hey, listen, respect, not going to wear that. Then he says, I love number one, let me wear that. Oh, wait, respect, Obi Toppin. He did not come in here and say, I want to wear this number. And then, and yes, this is true, because I know you're thinking this, I think he took a big shot at Abdul Carter. This guy's an Eagles fan. You all know he's an Eagles fan. Jalen Brunson says, I don't want anything given to me. I'm going to earn this number.
Dude,
that was an Eagle fan saying, you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to take a shot at Abdul.
What do you mean he's earning his number?
Well, he created his own legacy with that number as opposed to taking someone else's.
Right, and that, and no matter what number you have, you have to do that unless if you want to be remembered.
Or you're boxing with shadows, man, if you take someone else's number.
But
he's a legend.
There's a big difference, though. When Jalen Brunson got here, with all due respect, he was solving the Knicks' point guard problem, not their superstar problem. Abdul Carter is arriving to the Giants with much more fanfare, hype, and expectations than Jalen Brunson ever did. If Jalen Brunson had asked for a Legends number or something like that as the pretty good point guard they signed, we would all think it was a disgrace. There's a lot of people who don't think it's a disgrace.
But the point is, he didn't even ask for a Legends number. He wouldn't even ask for Evan Fournier or Obi Toppin's
number.
But why
would
he? Respect.
That's my point. He didn't come here with fanfare.
He was showing great respect. I think it's part of why he's a king.
No, it would have been more insulting if Brunson did it under what we thought he was going to be than if Abdul Carter did it.
Completely disagree with you. Completely. I know you're conflicted, Tommy, because you almost take this as a shot at your guy Abdul Carter while complimenting Jalen Brunson. But it is a compliment to Jalen Brunson. He's a very humble guy.
He is, and we've seen that whether it's taking a hometown discount or being modest. Like, this is just the way he is. I always said him and Josh Hart, it's good cop, bad cop, or angel, devil, whatever. Nobody's brought this up. Wouldn't this be the easiest solution for Carter? Can't he just wear Phil Simms' number in reverse?
I'm confused.
He's an idiot.
What do you mean? He could just wear Phil's number in reverse. That way everybody...
Isn't that the same number?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
no, it's reverse. I guess. It's 11 reverse. We'll say it's 11 in reverse, and then everybody gets their way.
As he was loading up, they're very predictable now, Sean and Lugie. They're loading up to do something, and it's almost a matter of, what are they loading up to do?
Exactly.
So in Sean's case, he's loading up for a pun. Right, now I'm going to give you a pun. And sometimes it's like, hey, that was really funny. And sometimes it's like, wow, that was crazy. With Tommy, you never know. What's he loading up to do?
Yeah, that one kind of came out of nowhere.
And that one was that was actually a very Morashian kind of joke. Like a very, hey, I got an idea. How about if you make 11 and you turn it around?
Well, and for those wondering in the audience, sometimes we do bounce things off each other. Like, is this just too dumb to say? I thought it was good.
He workshopped with that meme 20 minutes earlier.
And Sean's answer was, no, that wasn't too dumb to say. Right.
You go do that one time.
Right. Your mic should stay off.
Seriously.
Oh, real quick, I want to point this out. For those that missed it, last night during the Yankee game, which home run was it, Sean? I forget who hit the home run.
Last night,
home run in the Yankee game.
It was Judge's home run.
Oh, it was Judge's, right. Judge's hit a home run right field, barely got out. Little Yankee Stadium home run, fine. He barely has those. And a guy catches the ball.
Oh, this was fantastic.
And so the guy's so pumped up he caught the ball, he loses the baseball while celebrating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And the guy next to him, and a great job by John Boy and a bad job by Yes Network, because John Boy had it first. He was the one analyzing it. And then the Yes Network comes back to winnings later and says, hey, look what we found.
Right.
John Boy had it first. I don't know how many people would have noticed it. But the ball kind of comes loose after he catches it and he's celebrating. And some other guy looks down at the ball, kind of...
Right, it's like rolling on the ledge.
Right.
It didn't even go on the ground. It's rolling on the ledge.
Very slow roller, like Bill Buckner. And the guy looks down like, should I do it? I'm not going to make this obvious. I'm just going to very quickly grab the baseball. Now, apparently, he ended up giving the ball back. But I got to tell you, man, I think that guy had every right to the baseball.
So, because what he did was he grabbed it and pocketed it. So it was, and they were still celebrating, and all of a sudden, and then he starts clapping. After he puck it in his pocket, he starts clapping again, like, yeah, awesome, you got to caught the ball. And the kid's like, where's the ball?
He never gives it back if John Boy doesn't tweet that video out.
Oh, you think he felt like no I doubt have about to because the evidence is right there?
Within no a half it. An hour of John Boy tweeting out that video, it was everywhere, retweeted, quote tweeted, likes.
No, you're right.
How could you comfortably sit for 5 mornings? You think that kid is not going to get that video sent to him and turn around three people down and go, yo, you have my ball?
Do you think he had the right to the ball?
Absolutely. It's not a home run ball. I've done this before.
What do you mean?
The only foul ball, haven't I told the story on the show? The only foul ball I've ever caught in my life was off the bat of Derek Jeter, and it drilled a woman in the head. I was like 16 years old. Yeah. It ricochets off her head. She's bleeding everywhere, and I catch it. I can't believe it. I go to stick my arm in the air. My uncle Ray at the time rips my arm down, makes me stuff it in my sweatshirt pocket. He goes, you hold on to the ball. You keep your mouth shut if you want to keep the ball. I keep my mouth shut. I put it in there. Lady gets taken out by a medic. People are screaming, where's the ball? Give her the ball. I never get back to the ball. The ball's still sitting in my mantle. So I say that to say, like, yeah. I wasn't under any social media pressure to give it back. It's my right to the ball. You wanted it. You could have paid attention to caught it. What is it my fault that you fractured your face?
No, your situation is far worse.
That'd be awesome if she called up and be like, hey, that was me. Can I get the ball?
She can remember the game. Barry Zito was pitching. A's. Friday night game.
You would give it to her.
I know, but...
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? It's the only foul ball I caught in my life.
Who cares?
15...
It's
I
a
care!
Ball.
I'm never catching another one again!
I'll get CC to get you an Aaron Judge signed ball.
Oh, well, we can work.
That's not the same thing!
If she calls up and, like, asks for it, you have to give it to her.
We gotta get proof. I need the ticket stub.
Okay.
I think if you ever got caught the way this guy did, it's far worse. Like, what happened in this case was a guy was being overzealous. He celebrated. Did he ever really have complete control of the ball? Not really. Ball's loose.
Well,
someone
he
else
did.
Got it.
He did. It's just when his friend started celebrating.
I don't know, man. Did he complete the catch? I don't know.
He did. No, he did. He completed the catch, and then it fell out. But his mitt was also a trash mitt.
Yeah, that's the issue.
If you're going to bring a glove and be glove guy at Yankee Stadium, it's got to be a good glove.
Right, yeah.
It's got a plastic myth.
I think that you would have faced more scrutiny than that guy. Because in your case, a woman got bloodied.
Right.
A woman got pummeled by a baseball, and you're being such a selfish pig, you're keeping the baseball. Dude, in this case, it's more, the ball's loose. It could go both ways. We could argue it. In your case, dude, you have to get.
No
if
way.
You got caught, you would have given the ball back. You didn't get caught. She got away with it.
I think my uncle knew that, but nonetheless, no. Finders keepers, losers weepers. That's what I live by.
I give you some advice.
Yeah?
Give you some advice. Because back in the old days at Shea Stadium, our seats used to be foul ball territory. Like, line drives would be pummeling us.
Well, I'll tell you, you're in foul ball territory now.
We are, but we get far less because of the screen and the way it extends.
And it's right behind. Like, it's got to be a perfect foul ball back for you to get it.
But I'm telling you, at Shea Stadium, it was very similar. The difference was, since the screen didn't extend as high, we get, like, laser beam line drives right back. So my dad always used to say, you know what you should do? Bring a baseball. And every once in a while, you can fool people if you got the baseball. Or, as the ball is knocked around, you can get the real baseball and flip that ball away so everyone continues to fight over it. You can get very creative with your baseball usage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.